Hold on. Wait.
Let me get it ready.
Test. Hello? All right. I think it's doing it. Okay. All right. I am switching it up for this one. I am standing up and doing this one. Because before I was sitting down, and I don't think that was a good idea. I don't know why. I just don't think that it was a good idea. I was just like, I was starting to fall asleep and forget how to talk and forget how to think and think about what I'm going to talk about. And doing this, like, I enjoy doing it this way. So this is what I'll do. Welcome to episode 4 of the Whackness Podcast. Ooh. And I am coming to you unprepared to, I just don't know what to say this time, but you know what? Every time, man, you slip up, I slip up, we all slip up, and it seems like whenever I go down, like doing stuff that I don't want to do, I seem to always be like tired or something. Like whenever I'm drowsy, whenever I'm doing something bad, or not bad, but like whenever I'm, you know, just being lazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, duh. When you're tired, you're lazy. Ah, boring. I mean, I hope I get better at doing this, but yeah, what did I do? What can I even talk about? Who knows? You know, it's always the days where I'm stuck inside, or not stuck inside, but I have no reason to leave my apartment, where the days just drop like flies, where they just go by one after another, after another, after another. Because I don't have to leave. I don't have to do anything. And they just go. Time just flies, and next thing I know, I'm 64 years old, no family, no kids, no retirement, no arms or legs. Who knows what I might look like at 64, you know? Who knows what I might look like? And I hope that I have like a big-ass beard when I'm 64. I hope that I have both of my eyeballs, because I don't want to go blind. Like, I'll lose my legs or my arms, but I don't want to go blind. And I hope that when I'm 64, I hope that I'm a nice man. I hope that I do good things for the community. And, you know, I have a flight on Sunday, and man, I hate flying, and it gets worse. Like the thing is, I don't have a fear of flying. It's just, man, it just freaks me out being up there 5 miles above the earth. Like I'm not supposed to be up there. Think of all of human history. Human beings were never that high up. We were never 5 miles above the earth ever, unless you were in the Himalayas or something. I mean, like 5 miles above the surface. Think about that, man. That's crazy. We shouldn't be that far up. Like, that's not natural. That cannot be natural. There has to be some sort of like radioactive not frequency, but like some sort of like radioactive consequences for being that far up in the air. You know, I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that's an appropriate destination for a human being to be. And it freaks me out, right? Like, and the thing is, I know that I said this yesterday, but man, it's like, people say, oh, well, it's an irrational fear. It's not an irrational fear. It's not irrational. It's totally rational. And it's not a fear. Like, I'll still do it. And I'll still be like relatively calm on the whole flight. It just, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, should we be like, is this a good idea? Should we be doing this? But man, I'm just about sick of it, man. I'm about sick of it. I am on this diet where I eat pretty much nothing but meat and eggs and cheese. And the only vegetable that I eat on a regular basis is spinach. And oh my God, I've only been talking for 5 minutes. It feels like I've been talking for like 15. What was I talking about? The diet, right? I am on this diet where I eat a bunch of fat and I eat a lot of protein and I love it. I love my fat. I love my protein. I love my pork. I love my bacon or my steak and my eggs. I love it. And so this morning I went to the grocery store and I went there and I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy some bacon. And it was on sale. So I bought like 3 pounds. I bought 3 pounds of bacon at the grocery store this morning. And I made some. I made 6 slices of bacon. And man, I cooked it perfectly. I cooked that bacon perfectly. I cooked it so good. Like it was the perfect, they were the perfect pieces of bacon. The trick with cooking the bacon is like you have to always, you have to be on the lookout for what color it is and what, like how flimsy it is, like how flaccid it is, right? Because before I would make the big mistake of cooking bacon until it was fully hard, right? Until it was fully erect. But you have to, I'm telling you, I know it sounds weird, but you have to take it out when it's a little flaccid. Because, and because when you take that bacon out and it's that dark red color and you take it out and it's still like a little flimsy, but you can tell it's still cooked. That's the perfect time. You cannot wait for it to get crunchy, hard, erect. Bacon, it's not for you, right? Because when you take it out, it's still cooking, right? It's like when you cook a steak or like a pork chop or eggs, when you take it out like of the pan and you put it on your plate, you have something that's still cooking because it's still hot, right? It's still, you know, has that hot internal temperature. So you have to just leave it alone. The bacon's the same way. You have to take it out a little early, just a little bit. And it's hard to explain, but basically the color that it has to be is a dark red, borderlining on a little brown here and there. And some of the fat can still be white, just a little bit. All right. Whenever you stir it around in the pan, you have to constantly keep it moving. People like to leave the lid on and just let it sit there for a while. I don't like to do that too much. The trick is with the bacon. Well, all right. So just from the beginning, you know what? I won't take up too much time with the bacon thing, but just here's the skinny. Number 3 heat, depending on your stovetop. All right. Put the bacon in there while the pan is still cold so it warms up with the bacon, because if you put cold bacon into a hot pan, it buckles up and it makes weird shapes and stuff, and it's really hard for it to cook evenly when it does that. All right, so you have to slowly warm it up. Keep it stirred. You stir that bacon constantly. You never let it, you know, move. You let that oil, that fat, cook those bacon pieces, and then you just take it out when I said dark red, dark brown, white fat, flaccid, not erect. You take that bacon out, you put it in your mouth, you let it sit there for a little bit, let the room temperature settle it down, let it calm down, take a breather, meditate for a little bit, get that bacon in your fingertips, put it in your mouth, tell me what you think. Beautiful. I have found lately that I have, I definitely have a problem with not motivation necessarily, but a problem with like taking simple tasks and not catastrophizing them, but basically not doing simple stuff that I'm supposed to do, simply because like, I will have something that I need to do, like doing the dishes, doing the laundry, and I will like make it this big thing. Like it's like, like it's like a goal, but it's really just a chore. And now lately I've gone into this habit of just, it's hard to explain, but I just start doing it instead of like thinking about it first. And I realized that it's not hard. Like none of these things are hard. Like what I'm doing right now, it's not difficult, but I still like, I don't know what I'm doing here, like doing this podcast, but I know I came to the conclusion that this is a skill that I need to learn how to do. And I don't know how to do this yet, you know, talk like this and have it somewhat entertaining, which I don't think that I am doing. So it, as long as I keep doing this every single day, 30 minutes a day, and I beat myself up over not being good enough, then I think that over time I will get better. Because if you do anything for 30 minutes a day, every day for a year, you're going to get better, you know? So I,
Hold on. All right.
Sorry about that. I had to turn on my laptop. I mean, maybe I should like start bringing up topics to like talk about, because sometimes like I just end up talking about what I did on some days, and that's not always interesting. Like my, like I don't have an exciting life. I don't think, at least maybe not yet, but I'll just end up talking about what I ate that day, and I'm in school. So maybe like what happened at school or something. I don't know, but yeah. Want to do this podcast. I want to do this podcast just to promote my music that I'm making. It's not like it's music that's I've been working on it for a while. I have a good like 5 or 6 song EP. Almost done. I'm finishing up the first song now, and I've taken a long time to work on it just because like I wanted to take my time and learn how to do things right the first time, you know? So I had to learn how to do everything. I taught myself how to write a song, taught myself how to make chords, what instruments like go here and there, all the stuff that has to do with mixing, like where the instruments go in the stereo field, like what frequencies go here and there. And just, it's so complicated. You wouldn't believe how much there is to it. And one thing that I've been doing that helps me learn how to do songs, write and mix songs, is I have been downloading these audio stems, which is basically like the producer that made a song. He, like all the drums are on one file, and then the guitars on another file, and then like the beats are like, and the vocals are in another file. And so you can look at each of the files and see when things come in, how things change, how the volume changes, what the arrangement is, like what exactly the beat is, what like chord progression that they're using, what the melody is, like all of that stuff. Like that to me has been like a huge learning tool, because I am like so influenced, or I'm so impressed by like Max Martin, you know, guys like that just pump out these like insane pop songs that are just instantly popular. And that to me is so impressive, because pop music, they like, it gets a bad rap. Pop music gets a lot of hate for no reason, because it's like people see it as like this product, and it kind of is, and they see it as like no soul, which there kind of isn't sometimes, you know, in some pop songs there kind of is, but the thing with pop is that like you're making something that is supposed to appeal to hundreds of millions of people. And to do that is a skill in and of itself. And that to me is just a very, very, very impressive skill, because anybody can write a song that they want to write. That's easy, or that's just a lot easier. But a lot of these pop songs, man, are written by 50-year-old guys. and they're writing them for teenage girls, and they have to step outside their ego, step outside all the genres that they grew up listening to a little bit. They can't be writing songs that they want to listen to. And for them to do that, time and time, just over and over and over again, and like make music for like basically like their daughters is just so, and like that to me, like, and then like the pop songs, they have to be popular with hundreds of millions of people, and they have to be played in supermarkets and beauty salons and wherever they hang out, and just like in at the skating rink, at like the club, whatever, like at a restaurant, and it can fit in. And then like you can listen to it while you're running too, right? Like it's music that can be played anywhere. And it's not controversial. It's easy listening. It's fun to listen to. It's happy and upbeat. And that to me is like not something that I have a past with listening to, but I can't think of anything more impressive than that. I mean, some of the metal guys are like technically talented and impressive with that, and like a lot of the EDM, you know, the dance music, house music sort of stuff. Those guys are very talented, and like they're very technical, they're very knowledgeable about like music theory and stuff like that. But pop, man, it's like it's so simple and so stripped down, and it's so catchy, and it's just like there's something to it, man, where like it's almost like the perfect little product. It's like the McDonald's of music. But I don't want to make pop songs, but I definitely want to make music that's definitely kind of structured and simplistic, like pop music, because that's just what I like about it. But I'm like the music that I make is like, it's like metal influenced house music with like, it's like it has the screaming in it from like hardcore, like punk rock music. And with, like, it has like breakdowns where like I'm basically making beats. But it's set up in a way where it has a really, really powerful kick drum, like a very powerful kick. And that's the like dominant, drum in the kit. And everything else is just supporting that. And it's basically, I'm making beats for like a metalhead, basically, where like I'm making like the breakdowns in metalcore that were popular a few years ago, which I guess they're still popular, but you never hear them. But I don't know if it'll really catch on. I've never heard of anything like what I'm making. So that's, that could be a good thing or a bad thing, but you really never want to be the first one to do something because you like you're too new, right? But you know what? I don't expect for anything to happen, you know, by it. I just expect to do it, and whatever happens from it is always a positive. And yeah, I think I decided to like take that route is just to like do it and not expect for anything to happen to it. So the integrity of the music isn't tarnished by like, oh, I have to make it for this kind of person, or I have to like do it for him or her, right? I thought that I was gonna like come on here and like be like bombastic and like getting on rants and stuff like that. But maybe I should start doing these in the morning where like I'm waking up and like I'm just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should just start doing these in the morning after my tired head has awoken. Man, there's something about waking up in the morning where you just feel so good sometimes. Like when you get that perfect sleep in, where I talked about sleep last time I did this too, but when you get that perfect sleep in where you just, I mean, where you stop eating like around 6 p.m. the previous day, and so you go to sleep on a full stomach or on an empty stomach, And man, you just fall right asleep. There's no tossing and turning, and you just wake up early, like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Man, there is nothing better than that. Wow, there is nothing better than that. I shouldn't do these late at night because it's like, it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock right now, and I'm getting tie. You know what? I've been on here for 20 minutes. I'm going to cut it short because I'm getting tired. I'm going to go to bed. All right. Thanks for not listening to another one. I'm going to keep on coming back, and I'm going to keep on working at this until something happens of it, or I straighten up, or I hit a streak, or I know what to do, or say, I'm here. So goodbye.